podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Who said rugby and beer went together?
Yeah.
What an odd pairing.
Hey, Fitzy, it's been a while since we visited the Happy Hour pub. Not much has changed, eh? What's going on?
I know, I'm thirsty. We've bellied up to the bar here and going to sample a couple of drinks. I'm excited for this.
Yeah, you know what? But this is like our cheers. But no one's yelling Norm or Bill or Fitzy when we walk in. It's just a bunch of people getting noisy behind us, and the bartender is actually cannot wait to find out what we want to drink, right? So let's do it. What are you getting tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. And the best part about this is I've never had to pay for a beer at this bar, which is fantastic.
Oh, perfect.
But so today, new one, I'm going to be sampling from Solace Outpost. I think I said that incorrectly. I can't really speak today. But it's based in Washington, D.C., in Navy Yard. For those who are familiar, it's right by Nats Park if you're a baseball fan. And it's just a hop, skip, and a jump over to where D.C. United play, where there might be a men's Eagle rugby match there sometime this summer. I don't know. Maybe, possibly, potentially. So be on the lookout for this beer. Solace Outpost, though. The beer that I've sampled today, simply because the name is great, Sun's Out, Hops Out. It's a Saison. I think I'm saying that correctly. I never know how to say that. I think it's
Saison. Saison?
Saison. Saison. There you go. See? Saison IPA. I've already had a couple. But it's a 4.7%. So it's not very, it's not a ton there. But it's pretty much just easy drinking all day. 4 or 5, maybe 6, depending on how you're going. IPA. And it's really tasty. It's flavorful. It's got a little bit of a citrus hit to it.
Nice.
When the weather's nice and you want to drink a few of them and you're going to a rugby match, this might be the easy drinking beer you go for.
And what are you rating it?
Oh, yeah. So my rating is probably... probably a 3.75, which I think it's pretty good. I think it's a solid number.
Nice. You mentioned that these beers may be at the Old Glory Games, hopefully. The one I'm going to talk about here, the one I'm ordering, is not offered at the Free Jacks Games, but there are a bunch of other craft beers at the games. This one is, if anyone who is a lover of double IPAs knows this brewery, it's Treehouse Brewing Company. They're based out of Western Mass, and it used to be a thing where we would get in a car and take that 30-40 minute drive just to get beer from this place, because their stuff is so good. I mean, they're the granddaddies of like double IPAs and more now too. And their locations are there's a few around Massachusetts. They're like mini Disneylands, but for beer drinkers. the Tewksbury location, which is one of the newest locations, has a 9-hole golf course, a gift shop. I mean, you walk in there and you're like, oh, where's Mickey? Where's Mickey? Well, the place is amazing. So, and also when you go to buy Treehouse, you buy it by the case because it's just not offered in stores, like a lot of these places. But this place is pretty big and they've really made a name for themselves. So I'm going to get to this. This is a very special beer, okay? It's called Very Jalapeno. All right, what do you think's in there? What do you think's in that? Oh,
I bet it's not spicy.
No, but it's actually a rendition of their Very Green line. They do beers like that. We'll do all kinds of stuff. Like some have peach, pineapple, guava, that kind of stuff. This one, jalapenos. But you know what? It's beautiful. It looks great. It's the nose carries these aromatic bouquet, like pepper, earthiness, which I've just learned recently. I also found out, oh, there it is. And a bit of a like spicy pineapple. So it's not like, it's not spicy. Like some jalapeno beers, like you have to drink milk after. But this one has just a hint of spiciness for a settle. I don't think I've ever rated a Treehouse lower than 4. They are so good. So this one, I'm going to give, and this is a low rating, I think, 4.25. I could probably go higher, but some of those are much better. Well, not much, but they are better. So I'm going to keep this around a 4.25 out of respect. Great beer, great brewery. So if any of you get to Massachusetts, go find Treehouse somewhere. They're in Cape Cod, Tewksbury, Charlton. I think there's another one somewhere else, but love it. Great stuff. Cheers, Fitzy.
Cheers.
Social Podcast Network.